Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
We can check first quarter off our list. Another positive to focus on, winter break is just around the corner. With this holiday season, there can be lots of hustle and bustle. To help you stay balanced this season, here are some of our favorite tips. One, give yourself grace. Things will look different this year. Lean into it. Allow this to be the year to let traditions that leave you overwhelmed or tired to cease. Do things that bring you joy, and that joy will reverberate onto others. Most of all, know that you are enough. Two, tidy up. With winter comes more time inside. There's a lot of research about how clutter can actually have an emotional effect on you. By taking a few minutes before you leave work or before you go to bed to pick a few things up, it can help you feeling lighter and lead to increased happiness and productivity. Three, continue to practice gratitude. For each negative thought or experience, it takes three positives to neutralize that one negative. By finding things that we're grateful for, it helps magnify the positivity and love. Four, budget. Unfortunately, stress and finances can often be synonymous. By building a budget for this holiday season, it can help lower our stress around money. You could also try making gifts this year to save some coin and indulge in the full experience of giving. Five, take care of you. Sleep, exercise, and time to rest are the most essential to ensuring you have a balanced holiday season. While it may seem helpful to skip meditation today so you can get more done, for example, it can be detrimental to your balance. We want to emphasize that what you are doing is enough. Take time to take care of you. We believe in you. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
Some days we need the music. Some days we need the lyrics. What is it about music that makes it so powerful? Nothing like Jody Messina's greatest hits to get me through a little downtime. And yes, I still have her CD. Music really has a way of connecting us, physically and emotionally moving us, giving us strength during difficult times, and even inspiring us during adversity. We know our Steeping followers are going through some hard times. As if COVID-19 wasn't enough, racial injustice, election fatigue, and economic uncertainties have many wondering where they can turn for some much-needed support. This month, may we suggest music, and not just any music, but songs with lyrics that focus on happiness, hope, resilience, and compassion. We are going to share our top 10 confidence and empowerment playlist with you, and we also invite you to create your own playlist this month. Khalees recommends I Stand by Idina Menzel. Allie, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Me, Pam, Broken and Beautiful by Kelly Clarkson. And Bobby, Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Some other suggestions would be It's Gonna Be Alright by Sarah Groves, One Day You Will, Antebellum, One Life, Boyce Avenue, Possibilities, Darius Rucker, Resilient, Rising Appalachia, Stand, Rascal Flatts, Trying My Best, Anson Zebra, and Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. You can also find this playlist on iTunes and on a Google Doc in our newsletter. Have a wonderful month.
Tips to manage anxiety. Anxiety this time of year is incredibly common. To help us manage our anxiety, we follow Amy Lewis at Holy Health Nurse. She focuses on a holistic approach to managing anxiety. A while back, she shared an article with some practical tips, and we thought this was a great time to share them. Maintain a consistent bedtime. Get exposure to daylight each day, if possible. Limit your consumption of news, including social media. Make to-do lists and focus on what's most important and urgent that day. To help yourself relax, try slowly and deeply breathing by moving your stomach and keeping your chest still, making sure that your exhale is twice as long as your inhale. Be kind to yourself, accepting that it is completely normal for our functioning to be compromised during this stressful time. To learn more, visit holyhealthnurse.com and follow Holy Health Nurse on social media.
PB&J, Pam and Bobby's Jam Session. Each month, find a fun interview with Pam and Bobby at the end of our Steepcast, audio version of this newsletter. This month, join Pam and Bobby's interview with Michelle Vandehay from Light of Love Coaching as they talk about how to cope with grief through the holidays, whether it's grieving the loss of a loved one, missing your children or students, sporting events, or seeing your family during the holidays. We invite you to listen and learn. For more information, you can find Michelle at michelle@lightoflovecoaching.com, www.lightoflovecoaching.com, at Michelle Vandehay on Instagram, Live Well with Michelle on Facebook.
How many of you have experienced your mind hovering in the past or visiting the future, causing anxious thoughts or stress-fueled overthinking? Yep, me. Or you set an intention for the day to only have anxiety sneak in and derail your goals or plans? Yep, me again. My question for you is, when that anxiety does pop up, like it has a tendency to do you have a self-care tool, and how do you move through that stressful time? This month, Steeping Wellness would like to introduce the idea of creating and using an anxiety mantra, in the hopes you will have a tool in your self-care toolkit to make it easier when you need to release your anxiety. A mantra won't be the end-all cure, but it can help you move past your fears and worries. A mantra is one of the most simple, common, and powerful techniques used in mindfulness and meditation. It can be one word, an easy-to-remember phrase, or even an object you focus on that can be repeated or visualized to help calm, center, and steady your mind. Most importantly, your mantra is a reminder that you have felt this way before and you will get through it. The idea is to have a mantra in your mental back pocket for when your mind starts to race or spin out of control. No matter how you use mantras, what's most important is finding one that's right for you. Here are a few mantras you can choose from for the next time anxiety strikes, and we of course welcome you to create your own. I give myself permission to let this anxiety go. Just for today. Breathe in, breathe out. Look how far I've come. It's not about you. Other people feel this way too. My personal go-to, I am enough. And of course, with a little steeping flair, one steep at a time. Remember, mantras are for everyone. You just need to believe in your mantra and the positive affirmative word or phrase, and know the positive vibes you are sending your brain will help ease your anxiety.
Applying the tea times to students. Here are some ways to apply the articles from this month to your students. From the welcome note, end each class by encouraging students to tidy up their workspaces and ask them to reflect on three things that they're grateful for today. Sometimes we need the music, sometimes we need the lyrics. One of my favorite ways to create a sense of community in class is to ask students their favorite uplifting songs, appropriate of course. Then create a classroom playlist and play it as students are joining or leaving class to boost morale and fun. Tips to manage anxiety and mantras. Speak openly about anxiety with your students. Explore with students what it is and share how you deal with anxiety when you feel it. You can also share some of our tips, adapted depending on the age of the students. You could make a project out of developing a mantra by letting students explore phrases that support their mental and emotional health. Give them some examples of uplifting phrases. Then let them choose what works best for them and allow them to show their creativity by designing their own posters.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.